Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Ben, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, guys. So I met this girl, Mariah, online. We really hit it off. And, we decided to go on a date. So I picked her up at her place. But just when we were heading out to dinner, my car's brakes gave out.
No way.
You don't even have to finish.
That wasn't your sign?
I didn't think it was going to happen. What's that?
That wasn't your sign that things might not work out?
I mean, it was a rough start, I'll give you that. But we actually decided to stay at hers, cook dinner there, and it was a really great night, you know, just despite the little hiccup at first.
Did anything happen you think that you might have done that perhaps turned her off?
No. We had a good day. You know, we cooked together, and it was fun.
I always get confused. Like, I know it's called the second date update, but I'm always confused when somebody just goes on one date and they really think they have potential, and the person doesn't call them back. It's like, that's usually a sign.
Yeah, but you know, it is usually a sign. But sometimes it takes, you know, help from others to make them realize.
All right.
That it's not going to work.
But maybe it will.
Hey. Yeah, you never know.
Ben, it might work. I have the utmost confidence that, well, you know what? We're going to try and call Mariah next. How about that?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Ben. And now, if you were starting off a date with somebody and the brakes in your car gave out, would you consider that a sign to...
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Ben didn't get the sign. He didn't get the sign. His brakes gave out in the beginning of the date, and he still kept it moving. But he said they had a great date after that, but now this girl Mariah is not calling him back. So, again, before we call her, can you think of anything in your head that maybe you did that she wasn't into?
I mean, no, besides having a piece of shit car, so she can guess that I'm, you know, probably not loaded.
Okay, maybe she's superficial. Maybe that's it. Okay, so you know what? Stay quiet. We're going to try and call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mariah?
This is Mariah.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so Mariah, my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And so we got your phone number from a gentleman who wanted us to call you because he really likes you, okay? So we have an offer for you. How about that?
Okay. This isn't a contest.
No, I'm trying to, like, let you wake up a little bit. We got your phone number from a guy who likes you. He knows you. He likes you. He would love to take you out on a date. And what we'll
do is...
No. Wow. So we would pay for the date. You pick it. You pick wherever you'd like to go. We'd pick it, and this guy would show up, and he would try and wine and dine you. I'm going to tell you his name, too, so there'll be no surprises.
Okay.
So this guy, you actually know him because you went out with him already. His name is Ben.
Oh, God. Do you have anybody else that you go on a date with?
No, he's the one that called us. So what is he told us that, you know, you had a little...
He called you?
He did. He called us. He told us about your date. He said you had a good time. You know, he said that his car, the brakes gave out in his car. He was confused because according to him, the date went really, really well. And he thought a second date was kind of in the cards.
No, I'm good. He's a f***ing asshole, and I'm not going on a second date with that piece of shit. No.
Wow. How's he a piece of shit?
Well, it has nothing to do with his car. The fact of the matter is that he flicked my father off.
He what?
What?
He flicked my father off while my dad was in the other room.
What do you wait? Hold on.
What?
He flipped it. When did this happen? How did this happen? Why did this happen?
It's kind of a long story, but I do live with my dad right now because he had a work accident and he's like legally blind at the moment. My father was like sitting there listening to music in the other room, and as he's walking around, he's like flicking my dad off. He's like doing this weird dance, like all because I told him like how my dad can't see.
Oh, okay.
You're kidding,
Mariah. You know what? I'm just gonna stop you right there because Ben's on the phone. Ben.
Yeah.
What the hell?
All right. First of all, I didn't know she saw that. And I'm like,
blind father.
But he's not blind, all right? I work for an insurance company.
He is now. He wasn't previously, but he had an accident.
Yeah, but that's bullshit, man. He has, like, full DVD sets and stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, he's not. Like,
oh,
insanely nice house. He's just taking advantage of the system. I see his shit all the time.
Hold on. Wait, are you saying she's lying about her dad being blind? I don't get it. You don't believe her?
Yeah, I see this shit all the time. I work for this insurance company. All right, I see it all the time. Your dad lives in a mansion. He's definitely taking advantage of the system. I don't believe it one
what?
Bit, all right?
How many times do I have to explain that he's had a recent accident? That's why I moved back in with him. I'm taking care of him. He's not used to not being able to see. Like, this is tragic.
Oh my God! I just got an epiphany. I just put two and two together. Yo, so you're in on it too? Yeah, I see this all
what?
The time. Like you're in on it too. You're both like together taking advantage of the system. So you got neither of you have to work.
Dude, what is wrong with you?
Okay.
What is wrong with him?
So
he's like so awful.
So Mariah, do you want another date with Ben?
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Of course not.
So wrong. Like he is not sensitive at all, and like this has affected my family. And who could act like this? What an ass.
He doesn't deserve you.
Oh my God.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 1332